most of the developments in information security that we have seen so far have affected individuals and personal computers. But in 2002, information security went corporate. What happened was that, in the late 1990s, when the stock market was booming, a lot of corporate executives were able to exploit weaknesses in their computer systems to record fraudulent transactions. They did this because they wanted to manipulate the stock prices of their companies. Since stock prices depend upon sale numbers and profit numbers, these executives would just go in and manipulate and record fraudulent sales to boost profits. When this manipulation came to light, Congress passed the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which made it a crime for CEOs and CFOs to report incorrect financial statements, no matter how the incorrectness happened. The result was that all publicly traded companies are now required to follow specified information security procedures to ensure that the financial statements reported by these companies are correct. In fact, it may not be an exaggeration to say that classes such as this would not have been created were it not for the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which required a whole swath of companies to follow certain specific information security procedures by mandate. The Sarbanes-Oxley Act, in many ways, created a large-scale information security industry in the United States.